I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got sunshine in the forecast today and unseasonably mild temperatures. Expect a high in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. A St. Clair County judge has denied a request by the Attorney General to stop paying state workers unless lawmakers resolve the state's budget impasse. The judge refused to reverse a previous court order requiring Illinois to pay its state employees in the absence of a budget. Attorney General Lisa Madigan argued stopping the workers' pay is constitutional and would hasten a budget agreement. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has criticized Madigan's legal move, suggesting the daughter of House Speaker Michael Madigan wanted to create a crisis that would shut down the government. Both Democrats and Republicans in the House say worker paychecks, which total about $400 million a month, should continue. Without a budget in place, social service agencies, higher education, and other programs have suffered. The Attorney General says she'll appeal the judge's decision. The head of Centerstone in southern Illinois says he's closely watching negotiations of a bipartisan budget package in the state Senate. WSIU's Brad Palmer has the latest on the so-called grand bargain.
CEO John Markley says that is the best hope for his agency to receive a full year of state funding and help restore four programs cut last year, including Centerstone's Crisis Center, which helped people with psychiatric emergencies. Markley says his agency tried to continue operating all of its programs without state funding, which put everything at risk.
That's why we had to make those decisions, and I hate that, because in our community, when those programs are missing that we had to cut, it affects the sheriffs, it affects the police, it affects the families, the kids in school, it affects everybody in our communities.
Markley says until the state makes a funding commitment for a full fiscal year, it's impossible for Centerstone to make a long-term commitment for its state-funded programs lost last year. I'm Brad Palmer.
An Illinois House committee has cleared a proposal that would require public universities to admit first-time freshman applicants who finish with a GPA in the top 10% of their high school's graduating class. University of Illinois Director of State Relations Jennifer Creasy says the House Higher Education Committee passed the legislation to the floor despite opposition from the U of I and the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
We believe that we shouldn't put admission criteria into statute. I think one of the biggest problems is by going off of class ranking, there's a lot of different disparities all throughout the state. Every school district does their class ranking differently.
The sponsor of the legislation says the U of I lacks diversity. The Urbana campus has 5.4% African American enrollment, with higher percentages on the Chicago and Springfield campuses. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky for this Friday. Warm temperatures with highs in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Tonight, a few more clouds with a low of 48 and a chance of rain tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Fuller.